Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We live most of our lives being described or describing others primarily with nouns and adjectives of things that they do. There are some notable exceptions to this, but on the whole, and for the most part, we ascribe meaning to others and even to ourselves by what we do. I'm a garbage man. I'm a farmer. I'm a nurse. What do you do for a living? All of these questions typically have answers that focus on our actions. We celebrate All Saints not because we ascribe to saints, that is, to the holy ones, things that they have done specifically, as though they had worked some kind of miracle that has been now corroborated by a number of people, such that the church canonizes them as saints, as special people, as special holy ones. We do not view sainthood in that way. Being a saint is not so much about what you have done to earn that position or that adjective or noun. Being a saint is something that has been done for you, to you. It is one of those notable exceptions that who we are and the words that we use to describe it are not based on our own actions, but rather on what God has done and called us to be. Similar things are son, daughter, mother or father, husband or wife, citizen of a particular time and place. These are not things that we do. They don't describe our actions. They describe who we are according to God's call. And whether you do it well or whether you do it poorly, the adjective, the noun, still remains. Whether you are a good father or not, you are still a father. Whether you are a good son or daughter or not, you are still a son or a daughter. God has called you, claimed you, made you his saints. It isn't an accident that Reformation Day fell on All Hallows' Eve, the eve to All Saints' Day, which is November 1st, that Luther was fighting for the preaching of the pure gospel so that saints were not described solely on account for some miracle they had done, but rather ascribed their holiness because of what God had done for them in the merits of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for our transgressions and was raised so that we would be reconciled and justified in God's sight. And so you, all children, to someone. If you have a belly button, you are a child of someone. But you are also God's saints because you are his children, adopted by grace through faith, not according to works, so that anyone could boast. Consider, John says to us, consider what love the Father has for us, that he calls you his children, and so you are. Not so you will be if you live up to it. Not so you might be if you're good enough. Consider the love that the Father has for you, that he calls you his children, and so you are. You are God's children now, he says. That means that you are and you have the same status as Jesus, the Son of God, in his sight, because Jesus, the Son of God, has taken your place as a sinner and given you his place as children of the Father. Consider what love the Father has for you, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life, that he calls you his children, and so you are. You are his children now. And so everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. Innocence, righteousness, holiness. And what does it mean to be a saint other than you are hallowed? You are holy, just as God is holy. Now, there are some, even within the Christian church writ large, who say in order for you to be a saint, you must do certain things. You must have some kind of great miracle. You must be canonized. You must be special. More specialer than all the other saints who have been claimed as God's children. When you run across this, either in the world or even according to your own sinful flesh, where you feel and you think that you do not measure up to being God's children, go back to those basics. Remember the fundamentals. Consider what love the Father has for you, that he calls you his children, and so you are. It is that statement that makes you holy. It is that statement that makes you righteous in God's sight. It is that statement which makes you his children, that he claims you. So despite how you may feel, despite whatever the world may try to throw at you, or some other Christian denomination tries to convince you of, the scriptures are plain. You have been accepted into God's good graces because he says so. Consider what love the Father has for you, that he calls you his children, and so you are. And clinging to that promise, you are purified, St. John says, just as he is pure. That you are made to be like him. And this is not just for you and for your children, but this is the sure and firm foundation upon which you can stand and in which you hope for all of those who have gone before you. That you do not have to wonder if they believed in Jesus where they are today. That they have been gathered, called out as the church, not militant, not fighting as we are, but the church triumphant. The one who is already in glory. Though they had run their race, and though they had crossed the finish line exhausted by the weights that they carried throughout this life, they received an imperishable crown of glory, one that does not fade away. And there they are kept in heaven waiting for you to join them. That is the race that we now run. But we do not run it alone, for they are sitting in the stands, that great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. We have Joseph. Joseph, who was caught in prison, sold into slavery by his own kin. One day, unshaven, huge beard, the next day, hurriedly shaven, brought before Pharaoh and made the steward of all of his kingdom. That awaits you also. And so, despite any present difficulty that you endure, either because of your own fault or because of the fault of a sinful, fallen humanity, do not lose hope and do not lose sight of the great love that the Father has for you, that he calls you his children, and so you are. That nothing can take that away from you. That the gates of hell shall not prevail against you being armed with the whole armor of God to go out into this world. That you would follow the examples of Joseph suffering in prison and yet being ready for his time to be exalted. That you would follow the example of Joseph, our Lord's earthly father, as a father, who submitted himself to God's word when everything seemed to the contrary. That you would submit yourself, like Mary, our Lord's mother, to God's word and wisdom. When how could this be? That all through life, you would trust and you would cling to that thing which is more sure, namely the prophetic word, the thing that cannot be shaken when everything else is shaken, because God does not lie and he reigns over all things, that you would cling to his word forever and rejoice in seeing what kind of love the Father has for you. That he would call you his children, and so you are. That no matter what else will happen or can happen or might happen, that remains true and certain and unwavering. You are God's children. You are his saints, his holy ones. Because Jesus died for you, is risen from the dead for you, and is coming back for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.